A word for you from Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the close of the age?" And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray." How astounding that Jesus doesn't answer their question. He goes straight to the issue that concerns him most. And really, it's all about him and his concerns. It's not about our ability to find out deep secrets about the end of the age and about his second coming, the Antichrist, the 666. No, he does speak about these things, but his main concern, and that's why he starts on this point, "See that no one leads you astray." That is his important point. After that, he does speak about many who will come, saying, "I am the Christ," and will lead many astray. You see, deception is on the Lord's mind more than anything else, and it's regarding his disciples. Perhaps it's regarding you and me as well. If we call ourselves his disciples, the Lord says to us, "See that no one leads you astray." Yes, there might be many that have gone astray in different religions and cults, but the Lord's concern is about you and me as his disciples. "See that no one leads you astray." Sometimes the quickest way to be deceived is self-deception. When you begin to let your life revolve around yourself, your desires, your dreams, and yes, you have token language about the Lord and about him blessing you, etc., but really, Christ is not the love of your life. It's about your loving yourself. Well, you have then, if that is the case with you, led yourself astray. You haven't been led astray by somebody else, but you've led yourself astray. Perhaps the worst deceiver in life is our own heart. That is why the Bible does speak about the heart being more deceitful than anything else. Yes, even then, great deceivers in the last days. Be careful that you don't deceive yourself, therefore.